This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. After a two-year nationwide search, the Brit Music and Arts Festival has found a successor to music director Teddy Abrams. His name is Norman Nguyen, and he's known for his impeccable taste and creative programming. He's here in the studio to share what he has planned for the Brit in 2026 and beyond. Welcome, Norman.
Thanks for having me, Vanessa.
So you've already had a taste of conducting at the Brit Pavilion. Some of our audience may remember you guest conducted The Princess Bride in 2023. So I'm curious, what was your first impression of the organization and the community back then?
Well, first off, it was amazing. And I had a lot of experience in Oregon. You know, I was the associate conductor for the Oregon Symphony for seven seasons. But I'd never visited Southern Oregon. And upon arrival, it was nighttime, and I think it was midnight when I came in. And then when I saw the Brit Pavilion the next morning, just the magic of this stage, the environment, the woods surrounding this beautiful bowl, it's like, oh my gosh, this is such a magical place. And then the concert was totally sold out. So I think there were about 2,000-ish people on the hill, and the orchestra sounded amazing. And it was just sort of this, it sort of was like this dream, because I was really in Jacksonville for like maybe 24 hours and had this really beautiful experience. And yeah, it really stuck with me.
Yeah, it really, it never gets old for me as an audience member, because you're experiencing not only the beauty of the music, but you're all outside together. So you're out there in the elements, you know, birds chirp, mm-hmm. and it's all part of it. You mentioned your time in Portland. So I was curious, were you there at the same time James Dupriest or later?
So I was there when Carlos Calamar was there, okay. and a little bit with David Donsmeyer. Basically from 2016 to 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the performances we can look forward to during the 2026 Brit Festival Orchestra season next summer.
So next summer is all about sort of the blockbuster orchestral works that I grew up loving. I really wanted the audience to get a sense of my musical taste, not only with the big standard repertoire, but music by living composers, music from known composers pieces that may not be as well known. So each program has a piece that people, if you don't recognize the name of the piece, you'll definitely recognize the melody. For example, we're opening the season with Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 from the New World, and it has that famous coming home theme in the slow movement. Da, 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 da. People probably remember playing that on the recorder at elementary school.
Yeah.
So it's just filled with great music, and the idea is sort of to, how can we make the biggest splash possible and bring as many people to the hill to hear this incredible orchestra?
What other performances, what other works can we look forward to?
So we can look forward to Gustav Holst's The Planets. We're also doing Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, The Pastorale. So this program is about, I thought, what would be really good music to hear outdoors in this beautiful setting with the birds chirping and
Pastorale.
Pastorale, and yeah. He's got the bird calls that he writes in there. there's also Felix Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, The Overture, and Samuel Barber's Knoxville Summer of 1915. So it's sort of this very just, you can lay in the grass and close your eyes and just be swept away with this beautiful music.
That's lovely. I can't wait for the birds to start singing along with Pastor Al. That's going to
be,
one
amazing
for the memory books.
And then, so for the final two programs, we have this incredible group, Time for Three, coming. People may be familiar with this group, but they are this incredible trio. Two violins and a bass, and they also sing really well. So this concerto that we're playing by Kevin Putz called Contact, he wrote specifically for them, and it starts with them singing. And this album that was recorded, that they recorded, won a Grammy. And that's how I came across this piece. And I just remember the opening minute of the piece. I was so captured and moved because it was so beautiful. And we're pairing that with Mozart's Symphony No. 41, Jupiter. So this sort of program is space-inspired. We're opening with Caroline Shaw's The Observatory, which inspired by Griffith Observatory in L.A. And how Mozart ties in is Mozart's included, I don't know if you know this, but on the Voyager 1's golden record.
Right.
Which we sent all the way out into space. It's like billions of miles away now. But if aliens were to come into contact with this golden record on Voyager 1, they would hear some of Mozart, Bach. The Beatles famously declined being on it. But hello in all the different languages from Earth. So I thought, this could be a nice little sort of space-themed program. And we're ending the season with Aaron Copland's Symphony No. 3, which includes his famous Fanfare for the Common Man, and he wrote specifically just after World War II when the U.S. needed to come together and hope, and he was creating this American sound, and the Symphony No. 3 is what was inspired from that. And to opening that program is Max Richter's very popular Four Seasons Recomposed, which he takes all of the themes from Vivaldi's Four Seasons and sort of plays around with them. And most famously, if you watch The Chef's Table, you can hear some of Max Richter's version.
Oh, I'll have to go back and listen to that. It's been a while since I caught an episode. My guest is American conductor Norman Huynh, the fifth music director to lead the Brit Festival Orchestra in the ensemble's 62-year history. You're listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Norman, the leaders at the Brit have started some important endeavors to engage a wider audience and be more inclusive. How are you planning to help expand the BFO's reach and relevance?
That's a great question. I feel like every community is a bit different, but the driving force for the art that we make on stage is the music. So I think first it comes with the programming, which is sort of why I picked this music that resonates very deeply with me, but are sort of blockbusters in orchestral and classical music. The other aspect of this, I believe, is using the orchestra in other genres outside of classical music. So you're starting to see this with the film concerts live that we do, but imagine some of the artists that the Brit Festival brings outside of the orchestra season, like Ringo Starr, for example, or Smokey Robinson, or Earth, Wind, and Fire. Some of these big artists have shows where they include orchestra. And so if we can tag along and sort of bring people who love other genres of music, introduce them to the orchestra with music that they already love, invite them to come hear music that was written specifically for the orchestra. I think that's a powerful way to build an audience. And the other thing is really engaging the community in the Rogue River Valley and expanding the reach and what we do, not only on the stage, but how can we take the musicians out into the community and just talk about this incredible art form.
Do you go into the schools or do you have other educational outreaches like that?
So the orchestra specifically doesn't go into the schools, mostly because we come in the summertime, right? But in the winter, we do have a chamber music series where we bring a string quartet or other ensembles, and they do visit schools to sort of expose these different grade levels to different combinations of instruments. There's also in the summertime other engagement activities that the community and education engagement department does. Sort of this, one of my favorite ones is hearing about the, not band camp in the sense where you get a marching band together, but like a rock band. Imagine a School of Rock type of program where you form all of these fun little bands together and they learn how to play the drum set, the guitar, electric bass, and sing, and they give performances at the end of the week, which I think it is an amazing way to introduce young people to just music in general.
Yeah, it is a low-stakes way to introduce a young person to different instruments, to let their hands get on different instruments without their parents having to rent or buy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They just have to listen to the drum set, you know, in the living room.
Norman, how did you get started?
So I started in middle school band. When I was around third grade, my cousin brought home a trombone, and I was so fascinated just by this big piece of metal that could slide around and make a really loud sound. But I was told I couldn't pick an instrument until middle school. So I waited until seventh grade. This was when middle school started in Alabama, and picked the trombone, and the rest is history. I fell in love with it. I was really good at it from the very beginning. So I'd finally picked up something other than video games that I was good at and found this fun community in terms of being in a band and just took off from there.
And were you pretty self-directed with practice? Or
I was, only because I it felt very natural and easy to me, and which is, I've never thought about that, but I just remember going through Essential Elements 2000 was the name of the method book, and played through everything. And whatever a new note came up with, a new position or new music aspect came up, I just read about it and kept going.
There you go. And I'll just say for our audience that there's a way that any adult or child could experiment with a new instrument, even if they're not connected with the school, and that's through our public library system. I've checked out a ukulele. I've checked out a mandolin. And so there's those opportunities there.
That's awesome.
And Norman, did you go on to earn a BA in music performance in trombone and then do conductor studies, or what was your education?
So I went to the University of Alabama for music education, and I was on track to be a band director and then discovered orchestral music and went on to get my master's degree in orchestral conducting up at the Peabody Institute in Baltimore.
Ah, wonderful place. Well, Norman, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Vanessa.
Looking forward to next season. You've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. My guest was Norman Nguyen, the new music director for the Brit Festival Orchestra. You can learn more about the BFO schedule at brit.org. I'm Vanessa Finney. And you can hear this conversation at jeffexchange.org and wherever you get your podcasts.